Today is April 27, 2024, Saturday. Mark is going to be reading the last chapter in 2 Peter today, 2 Peter 5. I'm sorry, 2 Peter 3. And Peter says in the last days there's going to be scoffers walking after their own lusts. He said this was happening since their fathers fell asleep from the beginning of the creation. He said they were willingly or ignorant back to the will of man again. He talks about the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But he says that the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some would count slackness, but His long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Most theologians leave out that word usward. He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any of usward should perish. None of God's elect will perish. It is God's will that the reprobate perish, because He created them as vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And this is where the secret rapture theory comes in. In the next verse it says that the Lord will come as a thief in the night. But also in another place it says all eyes will see Him. It says also that the heavens will be on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But for the elect, we look for a new heavens and a new earth. And he says that these people are unstable, they rest scriptures to their own destruction. I've had people blatantly deny scriptures in the Bible. I'll send them scriptures and they'll say I'm taking it out of context when I'm just merely giving them the scriptures itself. So I'll turn this over to Mark and let him read this to you. There's been a lot of arguments over that ninth verse. They leave out the word us word altogether. By the way, if you go to the beginning of this Second Peter, you'll find that he's speaking to the beloved. He's not speaking to the reprobate. So, you have to make that distinction.
Second Peter chapter 3. Second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and the Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come the last day scoffers walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. The heavens and the earth, which are now the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of the godly men. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slacking concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. The day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy, conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. Elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found up in peace, without spot and blameless. On account of the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. It's also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, of which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before we were, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in glory both now and forever. Amen.
So again, just to remind everyone, like I reminded a former classmate of mine a couple weeks ago, Jesus Christ loved all men in the whole world without exception, including unbelievers, all would be saved. But all men have not faith, and not all men are believers. The only one who are believers are those who are elect, chosen in him before creation. God bless. I had a person tell me one time that she was through with me because I used the word us word. I took the word us word and used it as it's supposed to be used in this passage. 2 Peter 3:9.